Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio. Let's go!
Everybody, this is your girl Rita Furlow. Woohoo! We are here yet again, GABRadio.org. gospelmusic.org. And y'all already know you can listen in 24/7 to gospel music, positive, powerful interviews. And speaking of interviews, today I have a special guest. All right, her name is Andrea Carlisle. Actually, she's been here. This is her second time coming on the air. We appreciate her. She's a gospel artist doing great things, doing big things. And I want to personally welcome her here. Andrea, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sis. How you doing?
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you. Your spirit is so positive. You just have a good spirit about you. So we enjoy you every time. So how you doing today?
Hey, man, sis, I'm doing great. I'm blessed, and I'm just glad, just God woke me up this morning and
amen.
And allowed me to be here just another day. You know, so I'm grateful
amen.
Every day for that.
That's
every
right.
Day. Yes, ma'am.
That's good, because, people fuss and fight about everything else, but we refuse to just take that moment to give God the praise. So that's an awesome testimony all in itself. Amen. So amen. I just... Again, I want to welcome you the second time. You're beautiful, you're talented, you're anointed, and we just admire what you're doing for the kingdom of God. So kudos for you. Of course, today we're here to promote and just show some love to your new hit single called I Paid For It. Before we get into that, though, remind our viewers, our listeners, who you are and where you're from.
Well, my name is Andrea Carlisle. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. And, about me in a nutshell, I'm just a vessel. I'm just somebody that has, been through things like we all have, seen the dark times, in my life and allowed God to bring me out of those things and use me, for his kingdom.
That's
right. So I just consider myself, just as a vessel. That's me. I've been singing since I've been about
amen.
5 years old. And,
amen.
Of course, when you're young, you don't know quite yet your purpose, but,
yes.
The older you get and the more things that God allows you to go through,
that's
that
right.
purpose is revealed. If you keep
that's
on
right.
living, it's revealed, So I'm grateful that he, allowed me to be here. Living, to be involved in my purpose, and I just been been singing a long time, and I'm just glad that God allowed me, to use my gift, for His glory, and
that's right.
I'm just a vessel, sis. I'm just a vessel.
Amen. A lot has transpired since the last time you've been here. If you ask me, I feel like you done blew up, in a good way, You done blew up. You're on the map, and God is moving by his power in your music. And we definitely
amen.
Felt that in your
amen.
New hit single. Also, let us know just a little bit about who inspires you. How do you stay inspired to do what God has called for you to do with that powerful voice you have?
Well, what inspires me, sis, to, to keep going,
right?
Sometimes, it's easy for us to look into other people's lives and think everything is so great and everything is so perfect, and not
right.
knowing the suffering, the brokenness, the hurt, that they're
right.
experiencing, and I always, every time, that God allows me to write, or sing, I always just ask him to use me in the realm of relevancy, because I want people to understand,
right.
That,
right.
It's real. I want
mm-hmm.
them to know that if this is not my testimony I'm singing about or I'm writing about, it's somebody else's, So
that's right.
I just always want, the words that God give me, to write and the songs he give me to sing, to move on people's heart, to whether it means to change a person, to inspire a person, whatever it is, I just want
right.
God to always use my music to be timeless. How sometimes we can put an old album in and it never gets old. It never gets
right.
old. The message never gets old. And I always ask God to allow me, sis, to be one of those artists where you can put in, like, you know, you put in a Shirley Caesar album.
Right.
That never gets old.
Amen.
You know, the Williams brothers, you know, Mahalia Jackson, never gets old. You
That's
know,
right.
So I just ask God to, you know, make my music timeless, where people will always
right.
be able to hear a newness in my message.
Come on
in
with
my
it.
Music. You know, not just something that's temporary. I want them to
right.
feel that, you know, well, yeah. hey, God, help me with my unbelief. Only you, God. You know, I know
my
you know
God.
Can change. God, you know, I went through these things in my life. I've suffered. I've been broken. But I know I paid for it. I want God to
my
continue
God.
To use my music to be
yeah,
a
da, da, da,
message
da, da,
of hope.
Yes, Lord.
You know, to people. You know, so see, that's what inspires me. When I hear, you know, that people contact me and say, you know, I listened to your song and, you know, it really inspired me. It really encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means a lot to me. You know, and that keeps me going. And, you know, I lost somebody dear to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Been about over a year now,
yeah.
and I thought it was going to take me out of him, you know, just
my
to
God.
Hurt, you know, but God allowed me to get away, took me away, you know, to a space where I could think, where I can focus, you know, and he
right.
began, you know, to speak to me and say, you know, you mean to tell me that all that I've done, you know, in your life, all that I've revealed to you, you go give up on me. You know,
right.
he told me that. And when he said that, you know, I said, God, I'm not going to give up on you. You know, I'm going to keep fighting for my life. I'm going to keep fighting
right.
through the brokenness, fighting through the hurt. You know, so see, you know, those are the things that inspires me to keep going. And I know the person, you know, that I lost, she was like a sister to me, like my best friend, you
wow.
know, and I know she wouldn't have wanted me, you know, to give up as well.
Right.
So I keep
Amen.
Going and I hold on, you know, to God's unchanging hand every day, you know. So those are things just that keep me inspired and keep me going.
My God. And I can definitely
Amen.
Hear it in your music, woman of God. I can hear it in your music. I can hear it when you're singing from the heart. It flows. And that's very powerful what
Amen.
You said, timeless music, you know, because the anointing of God don't get stale. People may get stale with their walk with God,
yeah.
but the anointing don't get stale. And that's one thing I love about your music. It's very anointed and it's pure. Everybody,
Amen.
A lot of people
thank
saying
you,
it, but
sis.
Not a lot of people doing it from a pure vessel, and we thank God for you. Now, who is your
you
favorite
welcome,
gospel artist? No problem. Who's your favorite gospel artist?
My favorite gospel artist is by far Mahalia Jackson. I grew up on her. Somebody
okay.
gave me a tape of hers when I was about 12 years old. And
mm-hmm.
The lady that gave it to me, she passed away several years ago. And I always think about, you know, just being grateful because, you know, God is so strategic. You
right.
you can look back over your life and you can see how he was preparing you for
That's
things.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, Mahalia Jackson was just she's just gospel for me. You know, she's an
My
idol
God.
That I just truly love, you know. And sometimes I put in
yes.
how I got over, you know, troubles of
My
the world and things like that. And I listen to it, and I like the Barrett sisters. I like James Cleveland. You know, and I have a lot of traditional gospel roots
yes.
in me, but I love to venture off into, you know, the new style of music as well, you know, because I love Kirk Franklin, I love Mary, you know, and stuff like this, you know, Ernest Pugh and other artists, you know, so I like to be just a gumbo pot, if you will.
yes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, a pot of gumbo or something, everything.
yes. I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. Now, tell us a little
yeah.
bit more about your new, I call it a hit single, because it's a hit. The moment I heard it,
wow.
it hit my spirit.
Thank you,
Glory to God. Come on with
wow.
it now. It hit my
oh,
spirit.
Yeah.
So, so tell us about your Amen. New hit single, I Pay For It. How was it birthed? Dig in there,
well,
right there.
Well, what's so funny, sis, you know,
mm-hmm.
another thing about how God worked that thing out, I had actually wrote I Paid For It around the time a little while maybe after I wrote Lord Help Me With My Unbelief. And it was actually
right.
the first song I copywrote was I Paid For It.
My
and
God.
And Lord Help Me With My Unbelief came out first. But I Paid For It was just sitting there for a while, you know. And
yeah.
I picked it back up, you know, and I finished writing on it, you know. And when I thought about the words when God gave it to me, you know, I was just thinking about how sometimes, you know, in life, how we are just, you know, we beat up, you know,
mm-hmm.
by the world. You know, people count us out every day. People give up
right.
on us every day, you know. And, you know, to go through something in our life, you know, a loss, whether it's loss, whether it's hurt, you know, suffering, pain. You know, God, when we're going through it, we don't see the blessing. We don't
right.
see that there's a blessing in that, you know. But God reminds us, you know, you didn't suffer and go through all you went through. And
come on,
all that time that you was going through, I was working on your behalf. And I want to remind you the blessing that I'm going to give you, you paid
right.
for it. You paid for it because you stood there. You stood in the hard times. You went through, you know, all of this pain. You went through it.
Yes.
So the blessing that I'm giving you, you paid for it. You know, so that's where it came
my
from.
My God.
That's where that song came from. And it means a lot to me, you know, because, you know, that song is a testimony, you know,
my
in
God.
My life. You know, so I that song is real with me, you know. So, you know, I'm glad it's that people can relate to it, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because when I titled it, I was like, oh, God, I hope people don't confuse it, because I'm not saying I pay, you know, God paid everything.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
He paid
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So yeah, but I went to him about it, you know,
yeah.
and he said, go ahead. You know,
wow.
hey, release this thing. Go ahead. And and I'm just not just, you know, even with that, this was one of the, I guess, one of the hardest songs for me to release because he pulled me back for a minute so
yeah.
I can hear him.
Right.
And when he tells you to pull back, I know people that have written songs since, you know, years ago, and they just put it out because God halted them. He stopped them from releasing
right.
it right then, because it's a time and it's a set
it's
place
a time and a season.
To do things.
That's right.
That's right. You know, and so I sat back and I listened because the song been completed since March. And I've been just, you know, pushing it and promoting it. But he pulled me back from releasing every
mm-hmm.
release that I wanted to do. He said, no,
right.
You know. But I did an event here recently in Chattanooga. Well, God moved on this song, and I needed it. It's like he had to put that thing in front of me, you know, like a picture. He had to paint a portrait for me to see. This is not just a song.
Yeah.
It's not just me giving you a song. This is something that people need.
It's deeper than
this
that.
Is food
Amen.
To their soul. You
Come
know,
on.
So that meant a lot to me, sis. I paid for it. That's a heavy song.
Wow.
It
My
really
God.
Is. It is, sis. And I pray that it's a major blessing to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I really do, because I just want, you know, people to understand, don't give up on life. You know, don't give up, you know. Don't give up on the fight, you know, because while we're worrying, God is always working, you know. So I just
Come on,
know,
I love
always
that. That's
encourage
a good thing.
People. Yeah,
my God.
Music is, you know, so I'm grateful. I really am. That's all heaven. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it is, yes.
I like
Amen.
That what you said. While we're worrying, God is working.
That's right.
I
That's
always
right.
say, I
Amen.
Like that. You know I'm going to steal that, right?
Hey, go ahead.
And a lot of people say, oh, well, God is working behind the scenes. I say, my God is on the scene.
That's right.
He ain't
right
behind
he
the
right
scenes,
there.
You know. So, Amen.
Right
also, let me ask you this.
Time.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Now, earlier we asked you who was your favorite gospel artist, but who is your favorite indie artist and why? You're getting quiet on me. Hello? All right, looks like we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back here at gabradio.org.
You ain't ready for this. I just want to make it to heaven. Got a glimpse of a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. The sea dried up and the old one passed away. From there, nothing else had worth.
Yep.
Then I saw New Jerusalem coming down fresh out of heaven like a brand new bride. The holy city's what I'm talking about, and I wanna make it in.
All right, all right.
I just wanna make it in.
Yes, she's on back.
All right, all right. GABRadio.org. We don't know what happened there, but we're going to keep on going, flowing and going. Before we got disconnected, let me ask you this. Who is your favorite indie artist? I know we asked you earlier about your regular gospel artist, national gospel artist, but who's your favorite mm-hmm. indie artist and why?
Oh, wow. I have a few of them here. It's a lot of them, sis.
Okay.
This guy named Cleveland Jones, he's actually
okay.
a jazz artist, and he's in Atlanta.
Cool.
And
okay.
I love his music because he speaks life.
Okay.
You know, he speaks, you know, to me, a hope in the world, you know, and sometimes we don't always feel that, you know, in different realms of music, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, he's one of my favorite, you know. I'm a fan of James Patterson. I think that James has a, you know, this thing about him where I think he has a song called This Joy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I love his spirit. I love, you know, that he just get caught up in God, in the presence of
God.
You know, I've seen him, you know, just online performing at different events and things, you know, so. And also I like a new artist I just pulled up recently.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Micah. Forgot his last name, but he has a song out called Heaven, and I like it, you know, a lot.
Good.
It's, you know, a good vibe song, you know, a good positive song. I like BJ McKenzie. I think he does radio too, and I think he has a beautiful voice. I think he's a vessel, you know, as well, you know, and it's a lot of different ones. Crystal Morris, that's actually a sister to me. I
saw
background on her first single, Your Grace, and you know, that's a awesome artist, you know, as well. So it's a lot of them, sis, that I look
Amen.
To, you
that's
know,
good.
And you know, encourage to keep, you know, keep pushing and. You know, you one of them too, sis, because then you are holy. Send me. I said, okay.
I ain't going to take over your interview. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate that. Glory to God. Let me ask you this.
You're
now,
welcome.
What are some other talents and spiritual gifts you do have that we don't know about?
Well, I mean, I think everybody knows I'm a songwriter. You know, I write songs. Let me see what else. I like playing the keyboard, even though I'm not a musician.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I play the keyboard. A lot of the songs that I create, God will give them to me on the keyboard. And I, you know, send the blueprint to my producer or whatever, and, you know, they build it from there. You know, so I think that's awesome that he does that, that God does that. So, yeah,
that's
I like playing the keyboard. So, and also I want to learn the guitar. I love the guitar.
Me too.
Guitar,
I
want to
learn
the bass. Yeah, me too. There's just something about it.
Yeah, you know I'm a drummer. You
really?
Know, I play the drums.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been playing for years. I'm not into it no more, though. But, you know, back in the days, I used to do a little something.
Oh, right. Well, I want to learn. See, I'm going to have to come down and we have a show about to play the drums. Hey, man.
Yeah. Now, will we expect more from you in the future?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready here to get a track sent over from me. You know, my second song that I did, Only You Got, was from London.
That was
and
a good
it's
one.
Another producer. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Susan. There's another producer reached out to me about doing a track, for London. So I look forward to hearing the track so I can begin to write on it. I'm working on a single for an artist, and I just wrote another song for an artist by the name of Kimberly Williams. She has a single out now called He's Coming Back. She's an awesome artist as well, and we've worked together in plays and stuff here in Birmingham. So she's she has a song that I wrote called Testimony that hopefully I think she's already began to work on it. So I look forward, you know, to her introducing it to the world. And I'm also, you know, working in on with another artist and was asked to do his full album. So sis, you know, I just ask you keep me prayed up and just keep me lifted.
Amen.
You know, just keep me lifted, sis. So yeah, I look forward to it. I'm just getting ready to do a couple concerts. I think it's a concert called Women of Strength here in Birmingham for the playwright company I write for, Murray Productions. They're getting ready to do a concert here. And I'll be in Martinsville, Virginia in October working on an event down there. And I did an event in Chattanooga here recently. God's been opening some doors.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
Look like I might need your autograph.
Well, I sure send it to you, sis. I sure send it to you. I sure will.
Now, where can we purchase your music? Tell our listeners, because we have a lot of listeners here at GAB Radio. Let them know where we can purchase your music and find you online.
Amen. Well, you can go on Lord Help Me With My Unbelief, my first single, and Only You God. They're out already. They're on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, you know, on all of the digital outlets. And I will be giving a release date here soon for I Paid For. That's what I'm working on now in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully I can have it completed by my birthday. My birthday is this month.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, I turned 40 years old. So I'm grateful.
You don't even look it. You don't even look it.
Well, thank you, sis. Thank you.
You got that's another thing, too. That's another thing. Not only you're talented, but your heart. I mean, I can feel your heart is so pure. And the days we're living in, you just don't meet a lot of people with just, you could tell they have. You know, your motives are in the right place, and God is going to bless you. Just, you know, even though you're talented, powerful, and anointed, I feel like the heart means a lot to God, and that's what's going to open the doors for you. So you continue to keep doing what you're doing. We out of time now.
Amen. Well, thank you, sis, and I've enjoyed myself. I've been having, you know, I'll come back anytime, and I appreciate GAB. You guys being a vessel, playing my music, supporting my music, and I ask God to continue to bless your ministry as well.
Amen. Now, real quick, how can we book you for events?
Okay. You can, if you want to book me, you can reach me on my email at laval@entertainment@yahoo.com, or you can go on my website, artistandreacarlisle.com, and book me. There's one.
All right. All right. We out of here. We thank God for the woman of God. Y'all support her. Go get her music. Don't forget to download the app anytime at our Google Play Store. And you can listen by phone anytime at 641-793-9495. Keep it locked right here at www.gabradio.org.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go!